Great A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Now, that's a bit more like it, isn't it?
There you are now, look at
look
that.
Look at that.
Oh, we've been shiting out of us now for a long time trying to get things set up. Well, I haven't. I've been watching Jim and he's going, here you
I was talking to the machine, actually.
Yeah, that's grand.
Even the machines don't. I mean, it's gotten to the stage now where even you, like, you're not even the only thing that doesn't listen to me.
Oh, well, nobody listens to anything a man says after a certain age.
Right.
It's like, you know when you see a mechanic working on a car and he's on his own? And he's going, there, yeah, bastard. Well, screw that now. See how that fits you.
I would have assumed that you, like me, spend a lot of time speaking to inanimate objects.
I do, yeah, but giving out to them, yeah.
I was just going to say, in an angry way.
Yeah, I do. I do stupid shit. Now, you know that thing like where you go in and there's a radiator and it's warm on the top and cold on the bottom or whatever, and I go, to Kelly, were you messing with that? And she's like, yeah, I was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Me and the girls come around,
yeah,
and we open a few cans and we fuck around with the radiators.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah. Not that I'd even know how you get one cold at the bottom and hot at the top.
Well, that's because you won't stop fucking around with it.
It's part and parcel of being a man, isn't it?
Grumbling.
It's to assume that
grumbling at stuff, inanimate
objects. It's to assume that, like, it's not no such thing in a man's world. There's no such thing as, like, coincidence, chance, you know, or even whatever. No, it's basically, it is.
The world is actively out to fucking get you. That's
that is
what you
exactly
think.
It. It's
the
a
world's
battle.
Out to get me.
It's you against the world, and if something goes wrong, the world has won that one, but you'll come back.
Well, I honestly think that that's true. No, that's the thing. I do.
Yeah.
I do think that that is true. The world is trying to deflect people, especially lads.
Mm.
That's why ATMs exist. So the fucker in the bank doesn't have to talk to you. That's why online banking exists. So the fucker in the bank... I've obviously got a problem with the banks in particular.
Yeah.
But that's why, the internet exists. So because nobody wants to talk to you. That's why,
the beauty of being a man as well is the...
Fast food drive-thrus.
Ability to kind of... to blow things out of all proportion. Like the fact that, if you're trying to do something, if you're trying to do a bit of DIY or whatever, and, a screw drops. You're trying to do it. And the screw drops. It's not just like, it's just a happening. It's just the screw dropped. You just pick it up and you keep going.
No.
No, it's like, for fuck's sake! Yeah, fucking... Oh.
See that, man? You took me fucking eye out.
You have to go full nuclear.
Well, if that hadn't gone up and set it down, I probably would have been like a bullet going through my head there. Would have taken me eye out, falling out my ear. Could have had an ear infection.
Mind you, with me, though, it's very much sort of like, that's you all over, Jim. Look, you can't do... Unbelievable.
No,
trust you, yes.
You see, that's the difference. Whereas it doesn't work for me, I go, sure, no one could do that.
Yeah.
No
exactly.
One. We'll have to get someone in to replace the whole house.
Yeah. That wall will have to come
down.
The
whole wall's going to have to go. That's not my fault. That's I don't have the adequate tools for the situation of life.
Like when we were doing the Friday feature on the show. And you came to the conclusion that sure nobody could cook a potato.
They can't.
Nobody could.
They
sure
can't.
It's impossible.
It is the way I was doing it. It is. And it's not my fault. I was working as best as a man could with the tools he was given, and that's the truth. Yeah.
It was the potato and the air fryer, each of them separately at fault for the failure of it to cook.
Yes, they were. Not at fault individually, but at fault as a union they were at fault.
Right.
And that's the way. That is the difference between me and Jim there, isn't it? I blame the circumstances on the lack of progress. Jim blames himself. I have to say, neither of us are right, but I do come out of it probably a bit happier.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, you certainly do come out of it happier.
Yeah, I do come out a bit happier. Did you do that? No, I couldn't. I tried. I failed.
Sure, it's impossible.
But sure, it was impossible.
What are you talking about? It's impossible. It's cooking a potato. People have been doing it for hundreds, thousands
of years. Not the way I... Not in a radio studio.
I think you'll find you're wrong. They haven't.
It used to take them 4 days to cook a potato, salt and a boot.
I saw a thing where they bury it in the ground and everything in order to cook it.
You're trying to get mud out of a stone here. That's what you're trying to do. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Not the way it works.
It must be great to have that slightly deflective kind of approach to life.
You can only do what you can do.
It's Teflon, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah, what are you...
Did you make a mess of that, PJ? I don't know. Well, I mean, you did. It was you doing it and it didn't work out.
But that's why I...
Well, there you go. It just goes to show the stuff was... defective.
That's why with my jobs people could never figure out what was going on, because people would come in to me and they'd say, you know, like whatever job I had, when I did the air conditioning job,
yeah,
and then someone come in and go, are you finished yet? And I go, no. And they'd be like, you're supposed to be finished a week. And I'm like, I know, it's stupid, it's crazy, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, I know, it's absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here either. And they'd be like, what? I mean, nobody's happy with this. Look, I don't think it's going to be finished next week. And they'd be like, excuse me?
Yeah, but it's your job.
Yeah, I know, exactly, it's my job.
Exactly. I mean,
I can't do it.
Which means I'm the victim here.
I'm the one that was sent here. I can't do it. And now you're giving out to me. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Brilliant.
You know, and, yeah, and that was
it's
always my way.
It's a wonderful deflective thing.
You're and like, they'd be like, where's your manager? Oh, where is my... There's a question. We'll all look for him, will we? Because I haven't a clue. Where. I haven't seen him since he sent me here.
Yeah.
A week ago.
Yeah. And he rings you and he emails you and he does all that.
Oh, now I'm supposed to check that as well, am
wow.
I?
Wow. So you're saying I've more jobs to
Jeez,
do
yeah,
before
yeah.
I try and do the job that I can't do in the first
Brilliant.
Place.
Brilliant. Thanks for trying to make me feel bad. So I can't do this job and now I can't do that either. You know what you should do? You should stick your company up your hole, mate.
You'd be brilliant. Jeez, I'd say if you shot somebody, you'd go, hang a second. What? No point in blaming me.
Yeah.
This gun here. That's what you...
If there was guards on the road when he was shouting at me, no one would have to shield him because they would have intervened.
Yeah.
So where's the guards? No, he's dead. Where's the guards? And you're blaming me.
It's how we get to that phase where everybody, you know, any lad you speak to at a pub turns around and somehow, you know the way they used to... What was that thing they used to say about being... X number of steps away from blaming the Nazis or the Nazis coming into a conversation or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's a name for it. I can't remember what it's called.
And the Irish equivalent is the government. You're X steps away from the government coming
into it, no matter what. And then as soon as you bring in the government, you've lost the argument. You know, that thing.
It's like
no matter what it is.
A lad could start off telling you about, I don't know, he stubbed his finger, cut his finger in the door.
He got caught cheating on his missus. It could be that.
Yeah.
Right?
And then it'll bounce around a few lads and somewhere along the line...
Do you know why that happened? The government. You're right.
I blame the government.
It's true.
See, really,
you wouldn't have half the tension in your marriage if you were getting what you were supposed to be deserving. Yeah. The
it's probably because if you had a decent standard of living...
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to seek the pleasure of another woman's
it's
bed.
It's freezing in your house. So now, wouldn't you go from one bed to another? Did you apply for smokeless fuel months ago and you haven't got it?
Yeah.
You know, so it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It is a gift.
It is. People caught in the bank. You're after turning down. I'm after applying for two jobs in the last 12 years. I didn't get any of them. And now it's my fault that I'm in here looking for money. The government shouldn't even be letting me in here. They didn't. Well, they didn't. Stop giving out those.
Well, that's taking it to a new level.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even be allowed work. I mean, I'm totally incompetent.
I'm after robbing a bank. And now you're saying it's my fault?
Yeah. I mean, it's a disgrace. What are the government doing? Letting people like me do things that, you know, like important building things.
I shouldn't even been on the streets. I did two post offices and the credit union in the 90s.
I should have been locked up years ago.
Should have been locked up years ago. And now, here we go, more charges. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. If I'd have been locked up for the first crime, I'd have never committed those other crimes. Yeah. So it's not really technically my fault.
That's the truth. If you're going to keep letting people get away with it, they're going to keep getting in trouble.
What do you expect?
Yeah. So it's on you, actually, Garda Stewart, whatever your name is. Yeah.
Wow.
I suppose.
Is that the human condition, is it? That you just look for somebody else.
Like somebody else.
Obviously, it does
fault,
fall into two
maybe.
Categories. There are, you know, there's idiots like me who just assume
blame
themselves
for
my
everything.
Fault. Yeah. And won't let it go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're a different kettle of piss altogether. Jesus, I don't know how. I don't know what.
A different kettle of piss.
Oh, yeah. You're an unbelievable thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, like you're the only person that if you walk by a bank getting robbed, you'd walk in and say, well, I'm sorry.
Sorry, sir. What are you exactly sorry for?
I don't know. But there's no way that's a coincidence that happened and I'm here. So I'm handing myself in.
And then there's the other side of it, which is under no circumstances, literally to take responsibility for anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the...
And you're right, they are the happier.
They are the happier. It's ignorant bliss. Exactly. Ignorant bliss is the place to be. If you can get to ignorant bliss, you're doing quite well for yourself. You know, I work with comedians, and it was a real thing with comedians. Like, I would get up on stage, and in fairness, you know, I would always do my best to blow a room apart. You know, try and drive it home. Always try to be the best act on.
Yeah.
I'd go home, I'd be pissed off if I didn't get the best round of applause, blah, blah, blah. You know, pissed off if I didn't. If I wasn't, if there was five acts on and I didn't feel like I did the best show, I'd be upset. For the whole fucking day.
So once upon a time, you were me.
Yeah, but only in this sort of style. That's why I gave it up. Now I don't do that anymore. So I used to be like that. And there'd be other acts on. Like, honestly, who were? And I can say it now because safe distance. Fucking shit. And they would get on, never get a laugh. Never. Nothing. And they'd walk off and go, well, that is some shower of shites that doesn't understand comedy, isn't it? And you go, really? Everybody else did well. And he goes, well, of course they'd laugh at that stuff. I mean, Captain Obvious over there doing jokes. I mean, mine stuff was cerebral, you know. Like, I mean,
so literally,
yeah, they just don't get me.
It's not me. It's the 300 other people.
Yeah, yeah. Every night.
Yeah.
And they would, like, honestly.
I mean, I'm starting to think about giving up because I feel for these people. I mean, I've played to thousands of people now and they haven't laughed.
Yeah,
and but I'm starting to think there's something wrong with society.
And on the other side, like people like myself and the other comedians, the working comedians at the time, we would have one bad show and it would take everything in your power to not, like, value yourself off that one bad show. So you do 100 gigs in 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And you do one bad one, you think, that's the real me now. Yeah. I'm the shit one.
That lives with you.
But this fucker, right?
Yeah.
Would do 100 terrible shows, one fantastic one, and he would be the other way. You go, see that? I thank God I did that show there with the 100 of mad people in who were all out of their minds on psychedelics. They got it. They really got it. They know how good I am.
Wow.
You know, it's amazing. Just ignorant bliss. Complete ignorant bliss.
And the weird thing now is, nowadays, actually, because we've said this before, nowadays, those kind of people, right, who previously we would have said were completely delusional.
Right? Deranged.
Those kind of people, now, because of socials and everything else, you can find your audience.
You always find. There's an audience, for
so
everybody.
So once upon a time, that bloke would have been written off by everybody else as,
he's not funny.
Right?
That's the way it is,
But now, that lad will find his audience.
Yeah, he'll find...
He'll cobble them together from all corners of the world.
Yeah, he'll find 17 lunatics from around the world that thinks he's the cleverest lad. And they'll all be in the thing, and they'll all come together. And that'll be, you know, they'll do shows, they'll get something out of it.
It is actually the basis of all conspiracy theories, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, there's somebody out there.
All you need is to find anybody that will kind of believe you.
One fucking idiot. All you need in life to succeed is one fucking idiot.
Oh, who are you telling? I mean, we've won awards and everything. It's mad.
Yeah.
I literally found one fucking agent and it opened the doors to all sorts of success.
Voila. Here we are. Dracula and Renfield over here.
Oh, my God.
You know, that's it. Yeah, and that's the way. That's just the way it is for a lot of people. Confidence. You can ride so much on confidence. You really can. It's like, you know, act like you own the place. And you kind of do own the place.
It is true. The whole fake it till you make it thing. Like, absolute. I'd say... so many people are probably held back by the fact that, you know, I say obviously fear is part of it. You know, you don't want to get slagged off.
Yeah,
you don't want the idea that somebody would say to you, "You're shit." But if you can supersede that, if you're one of those lads you're talking about, where 100 people can say you're shit and you still go, "No, I think you find that wrong."
I think I find that wrong. We know a fella who worked in a place. I shouldn't really mention the place, but we do know.
Right.
And he was with a guy who was so confident in his abilities, but so shit in real life that they just kept promoting him out of the way.
Oh, wow.
And he eventually got promoted to a position that there was nothing to do. And they told him,
God,
keep informed. This was his new job. Keep informed of what's going on, right?
Right.
So his job, and this is a fucking true story, his job ended up, he would pick up the newspapers on the way into work and he'd sit down and read them. And then he'd go, right, if anyone wants to know what happened today, let us know. And he'd go home, and that was his job.
Are you joking?
No.
And nobody actually quizzed him on it.
Everybody knew you just can't get rid of him. I was just so confident that he was worth something to the company. And
oh
was keep informed.
God.
Keep informed.
That's
you just
brilliant.
Keep your ear to the ground. If we need to know anything, we'll come to you. He was like, I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Reading Sunday World now. That was
Man.
His job. That was his job. He
How
kept you? Himself informed, yeah.
Wow.
And the other poor Aegis.
Is that the trajectory you're hoping to get on? Isn't
Definitely,
it?
Yeah. I've been aiming for it. Since I heard that story, I've been envious of him. It's brilliant. It's
and
absolutely brilliant.
He was probably on a great salary and everything.
Great. All six figures, I'd say. In the place he was in, yeah.
Oh
he was
my.
There for years. He was there for decades, you know. Never did a tap. Useless. Absolutely useless.
Promoted out of the way.
Yeah, so in order for the departments he was in to get better, they had to get rid of him, which meant promoting him out of the way. He had to fail him upwards. He had to fail all the way up to the top.
Oh, I'm all for
and
failing
so
upwards.
He failed his way out up to the top, but they couldn't have him in charge of anyone because he was fucking Egypt. So they promoted him into a space where he felt that anything could go wrong at any time. Somebody might need to know something and I'll be waiting. I'll be ready, yeah?
Yeah. I'd say there's people who are listening to this podcast, right, who have been in a situation where somebody's come to them in their job, right, and said, will you do blah, 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 and they've gone, oh, man, like, I'm so busy. I mean, can you, like, ask Tony to do it. Like, I'm flat out here. I've got, you know, ask Tony. Oh, I can't ask Tony. Well, why not?
Yeah.
He's, you know, Tony, shit.
Not the way
he
is.
Won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
Well, why do we have him? You know what I mean?
Because he's
anyway,
Tony.
Like, will you do it? Because it needs. But
I've so much to
give
do.
Give it to some. But if I give it to them, he won't do it. He'll do it wrong.
He'll do it arseways.
Fucking fire him!
No,
whatever.
We can't fire him. He's sound. He's great. We love having him around.
Oh man!
Yeah. Oh, that's the way. That's the way. Yeah. I have to say, I fully support it. I fully support it.
Yeah. The amount of times I've heard PJ say, oh, I think Jim was, I think Jim's over there now if you want to say it to him.
Jim's the Protestant of the office. He is, I'm the Catholic of the office. You know, in the old days, that was the way it was in the old days, wasn't it? Patrick McDonald has a great bit in it. You get the Protestant in, he gets the head down, does the work, tries to get it right, feels frustrated that everyone else. And I'm the Catholic, I'm here to just keep the mood, you know, keep the morale. You know, keep people tipping along, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tell you
You're
something.
You're doing a great job.
There's a
fair play. You're doing a great job.
There's a corner office with your name on it for sure, buddy.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah, yeah.
DG, PJ Gallagher.
DG, PJ. That is what I do, though. Hold on. No, DG. Oh, no, that's a different letter altogether.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
PJ back with us from his earache yesterday and all that went with it. So he's back in action and he's only just back in action, of course. And what's he do? Comes straight in and immediately finds an opportunity. Of the many, 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 many stories that are going around, you know. Loads of different things you could be talking about today. He finds the one that involves apes.
I scanned the news of the day and I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, chimps see ignorance in humans is the headline. Chimps can see the ignorance of humans is what it says.
And where would you be going with this story, I wonder?
I don't. I'm just saying it's an incredible story. They're now saying that chimps and bonobos, you know, that type of ape, basically, they can tell when a human being is ignorant to something, as if, like, not ignorant, rude, but like if they don't know something.
Right.
So they can read that. So, you know, if you're talking to someone and then you suddenly get this feeling, this person has no idea what I'm talking about. Have you ever felt that?
Oh.
You ever felt that?
You'd be surprised how many times.
Well, there you go. There you go. Well, they can identify that as if I didn't know. Because the biggest hairy gorilla I know won't stop saying that to me. You don't know what's going on, do you? Having a clue, do you? Sorry I wasn't here yesterday. Oh, you don't worry. Nobody expected you to come in. It's a miracle you found the place the other days for the last 10 years. If you ask me, chimps and the only gorilla I know are probably the rudest things I've ever seen. Well,
so, you know, yeah. Ignorance from both points of view.
How would you feel if a gorilla called you barely sentient? So
chimps understand now when somebody just doesn't know what's
going
on.
They don't know what's going on around them.
What's happening?
They don't know what's going on around them.
What a magnificent breed.
Yeah, they understand. Yeah, so there you go. That's so he thought he was getting the slag. In fact, I thought he was getting the slag. And now I've realised that not only does the chimp not know where this was going. I certainly didn't know where it was going either. I'm not happy about it at all.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
We were talking about jobs and stuff earlier on, and people, you know, heading off to their jobs. And, you know, obviously a big part of jobs for a lot of people is kind of working at different times of the day. Not everybody does your standard 9 to 5, you know? And some people are in kind of, you know, sometimes you're not necessarily at your peak when it kind of correlates with your job.
Apparently everybody is better in the morning.
Kind of, really?
British scientists say they've discovered that no matter who you are or what you think, and I'll be honest with you, I disagree with the science on this because, you know, I have literally no understanding of it. But I disagree on it because I do believe you're born a morning person or a night person.
Right.
Honestly, I've always believed it. And I think this show is like a case in point of it. You know, Jim is a constantly feels hard done by night person who's been made because... Everything Jim wants happens upside down.
Because the world is out to get me and decides that anything I want in my life, it won't give me.
So Jim would function really well working at nights, and he has been doing breakfast shows for 30-odd years, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And he comes in his tractor and all that. He's been doing it for years. Whereas I'm the opposite. I work at nights doing shows and gigs and everything for years at night, and then turned into mornings. And I love the mornings. I just love everything about them, from the bird song to the mornings to Jim's disappointment when he sees me every day. I love it, you know.
Right.
But scientists say everyone's actually better in the morning. So,
scientists say that everybody is at their best in the morning.
Yes, that's what they say.
You're telling me then.
Yeah.
That this is you at your best.
I feel great. Normally, I've been having an ear pain in the ear like the last few days, but generally, I feel great. Yeah. Yeah.
So, in terms of best performance, this is as good as people get. They're at their best in the morning.
At their best, no doubt about it, in the mornings. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. They have.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
People who get up early in the morning, especially, have steadier mental health.
Steadier mental health.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Excellent. Right, excellent. That's good news.
Yeah, that says that they're more varied on the weekends. That it's harder on the weekends for most people because their routine is gone. It's kind of shot a little bit. And nearly 1 million people were surveyed. 49,000 active participants over 2 years, all analysed. And there you go. So this is it, yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
So believe it or not, as bad as you like to feel, this is as good as it gets for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is me at my best.
This is you.
God, that's depressing.
Although I suppose this is all humans. They didn't take into account the apocalyptic snowmen of Wicklow. People who should actually sleep for 3 months of winter and then not need to sleep again, you know.
Fair point.
Like when you have a whole bush full of nuts that you've been storing all summer and then that's all you're supposed to have during the winter. I suppose maybe it's slightly different. But a bush full of nuts over here.
So when you were doing, you know, work at night, I use the term loosely, obviously. But did you feel you were performing at your best, or are you basically now admitting two things? Really, one is that this is as good as it gets for you, and that when you were performing at night, you weren't really at your best. So you've shortchanged thousands upon thousands of people.
Okay, shocking if this comes as news to you. But yes, this genuinely is as good as I've ever been.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Earlier on, actually, when we were talking about the health lies, you know, the lies that people tell. Okay, we were saying primarily like your partner, maybe. Or your significant other, or whatever.
The sort of white lies we tell each other about
how much you drink, or
what you were eating,
and everything like that. And we did say, a lot of the time it's with the doctor. You know, doctor asking you normal questions like, "What do you drink?" or "What do you do exercise?" or "What would you have?" or whatever. And you kind of spoof because you're a bit embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't. Do you drink? I do, or I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much this week? Well, this week was rather exceptional.
What happens though if it's the doctor who's telling you the lies?
This is
what if he's a fake?
This is mad. A schoolboy, a 13-year-old schoolboy, was arrested in Plymouth's Derriford Hospital yesterday for impersonating a doctor. He was wearing scrubs, had a stethoscope, and he had ID. He had a fake ID to say that he was indeed a doctor walking around the hospital.
Oh my God.
So he was looking to treat people.
Which was he an exceptionally tall 13-year-old?
It doesn't really go into it, but like it's kind of or pretending to be a doctor is actually a crime in its own right over in the UK.
Right.
So he was arrested, and then they say later de-arrested, as in no harm kind of done. He hadn't gotten to treat anyone.
De-arrested, is that a
thing? Yeah, believe it or not. That's actually a phrase they use in the media today.
While he was impersonating the doctor, was he just walking up and down a corridor, or was he actually in with a patient?
It doesn't really give us intent, but isn't that amazing to think that you could walk in and be in the hospital waiting and nervous and then, you know, how's it going? I'm Dr. Doolittle, and I think I have him here to help you. He'd be like, all right, yeah, you're very young. Oh, no, you're just very, very old.
You would say that. You're about to die and all.
Yeah, look at you. You're nearly a dead man. They're sitting there. You're like over 30 and all. You know, you'd be like, what would you do? Because you're in a hospital. He has ID. You'd probably start talking to him, would you?
I suppose if you are of a certain age, you probably do kind of, you know, that idea that policemen always get younger or something or whatever it was.
I just think I can't tell ages anymore.
Yeah.
You know, what type of doctor are you?
I'm a willyologist. I'm a willyologist.
What's a willyologist?
I don't know. I just like saying it.
It's just something that's funny, isn't it? What are you talking about? I had a heart attack yesterday. Yeah. Was it because you were pulling on this? This is the craziest thing.
Particularly like being a teenage boy as well. It'd be like,
I need you to take your top off.
But I've got an ear infection.
It's an ear infection.
No, but I'd like you to take a top off anyway.
Yeah. It's not a string vest. You're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Most of us, when we were 13, maybe if we were earning a few quid back then, I don't even think a 13-year-old's allowed work nowadays. Yeah. You and me, though, we would work back in our day. You'd do a paper round, or you might sell programmes at matches or sport events or whatever. He decided to pretend to be a doctor.
There'd be kids going around and they'd knock in your door to, do you need your grass cut?
Yeah, remember that type of thing. Yeah.
Imagine the kid knocking
on your door. Door-to-door doctor.
Yeah. Hello, I am a doctor. Do you have anybody who's not well today?
Yeah. Has anyone here had a heart attack? Or need a dodgy hip repaired or anything?
Yes.
Remember those kids' tool sets they used to get with the plastic saw and everything else?
Yeah. Yes, if anybody needs any operations, I'm available to do.
Remember the big dish that the doctors used to wear on the side of their heads to reflect light?
Wow. 13
years old. That's amazing. A door-to-door doctor would be hilarious just calling in.
Yeah.
And
in fact,
like,
even
you think that was the elections. You got fair play to them.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a doctor's appointment years ago. Now I have young doctors knocking on my door to make sure I'm all right.
I tell you, we better be careful. That'll turn into a scam.
Definitely.
Just checking, is everybody well today? Any ailments that I can help? So happens I have a bottle of Dr. Doolittle's Elixir of Life.
Yeah. For 200 euros right now, I can make you feel better. Yeah, we all have one sort of carry on.
Yeah, brilliant.
Except it's Dublin, isn't it? You give them a few quid for the elixir, you go, you tick. I'm not even a real willyologist.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
It is a happy Friday. Fridays are always good.
Yes.
It's always a feel-good Friday. We've loads going on in the show. You're heading into the weekend. It's all good. And in even better news, to make this an even better Friday, we've just found news that is literally music to the ears of PJ and myself.
We always say, when it comes to the news and press releases and media, just keep looking until you find something that suits you.
Exactly.
And this is one of those things. Taking the latest health news in, which, by the way, I'm not so sure about. Taking a break from the gym, stretching out on the couch, could help you live years longer now, they're saying.
Brilliant.
In fact, allowing to kick back, relax, and have a snooze and be in the couch potato could add 10 years to your life.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be around forever.
Yeah. Not you. Because apparently for most people that would bring down cortisol levels and reduce stress. But, you know, so Jim goes home and sits down the couch so he can do a bit of stress. He's trying to figure out a way to fit the stress in.
Yeah, I just need to sit down here for a minute and have a worry.
Yeah, I've got 45 minutes to get worrying done. Oh, James, I have to. How am I going to get? I'm
worried about where I'm going. Where am I going to find time to do a bit of worrying?
Yeah. He literally worries about it. Oh, James, I have to fit in 55 minutes of anxiety in a half an hour. I'm never going to do it. But that's what they say now. In addition, watching sport on TV, get this one, watching sport on TV may actually be healthier than playing sport.
Now you're starting to lose me a little bit.
And, yes.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I desperately want to believe that.
Wait a minute. Are you saying the good people who carried out this research in Play Casino might be wrong?
Well, far be it from me to cast aspersions on anybody.
I mean, we have done, yeah, we've read the exact opposite out here from the University of Harvard and from Stanford and
Play Casino.
Cambridge and all those that have done the health.
Would that
done,
be an online gaming company?
It seems to be an online
game. That you might have to sit down for to play. Well, you don't have to sit down, but you might choose.
They might encourage you to rather watch sport than to participate in sport.
Play a bit longer, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All I'm saying is give them a minute.
Hey, I bet you they still brought in the brightest minds to do this research.
I bet they did, yeah.
Right.
Brightest minds. Probably not the healthiest bodies.
Yeah.
But the brightest minds.
I am wondering if I was to turn around to Yvonne and say, if she was to say to me, will you do something, you know, whatever, something around the house or whatever, and I was to say, I'm exhausted.
Are you serious?
I'm literally after watching a match here.
I'm
worn out.
Do you know how much
I've
football
I've been 2 hours on this couch watching this match.
I'm after getting through a whole tin of chocolate Mikados. That's how much football has been on. I'm absolutely levelled after it. Can you steady on, please? Can a man not have a minute?
She may not invest in the research as willingly as I would.
Maybe not, yeah. Saying. Until it's her turn.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know. Yeah, you know, whatever it is
so
she likes to do.
Being a couch potato and watching sport instead of playing it could potentially be a healthier option for you.
I think it's kind of probably a reach. It's a reach. They say it can reduce the risks of heart disease, diabetes and strokes. Honestly, I've never heard such a load of nonsense before. But
I
if you
know.
Look
I mean,
long
that,
enough...
That well-known, you know, I mean, what website would you go to for health advice if not Play Casino?
Yeah, imagine going into your GP. Like, seriously. I don't know what's going on. I can't get into my trousers anymore. I've got headaches all the time. I'm eating chocolate biscuits to beat the band to get rid of my stress. I just don't know what's wrong. You know, your GP saying, have you thought about exercise? Are you joking? You obviously didn't get your degree at Play Casino. I don't know what you're talking about. What sort of, what gambling company did you even get your degree from? Are you a real doctor at all? I doubt it.
It's a fair point, all right. Yeah.
Hello,
is that Play Casino? Yeah, how are you? Listen, I've heart palpitations. What should I do?
I don't care.
I'll tell you what you should do. You should probably put a bet on.
Yeah. Oh,
always gamble responsibly.
Yeah, but what should I take for heart palpitations? Oh, James, I take a double on Spurs and United at 16-1.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.